For scientists, one of the hardest parts of making forecasts about global warming is figuring out what will happen to clouds. Clouds can heat the planet or they can cool it down, so knowing how they will behave is critical. New research on clouds show that they can change quickly and unpredictably, and now scientists are trying to figure out how to use that information to improve their forecasts of climate change. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Climate scientists are vexed by clouds for a simple reason. Clouds cool the Earth by blocking sunlight, but clouds also heat the Earth by trapping warm air. It's the job of researchers like Bruce Wilicki to sum up those competing actions.
The net effect of whether clouds cool or heat us depends subtly on how high they are, how thick they are. Are they water versus ice clouds? Even subtle things like how big the cloud particles are inside them.
Clouds have the potential to make global warming even worse than current projections or much less dramatic. Last year, meteorologist Richard Lindzen at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology published a controversial hypothesis suggesting that clouds in the tropics would slow global warming substantially.
They seem to be associated with warmer surface temperatures, reduced upper-level cloud cover.
And as those upper-level clouds disappeared, more heat could escape from the Earth and head out to space. Lindzen likens the cloud behavior to the iris in your eye. A mechanism in the atmosphere can open wider to let more radiation out when the planet heats up, or close down to hold more heat in when the climate is cooling. And if Lindzen's right, we're in for a lot less global warming than the current forecasts suggest.
I'm reasonably confident over the next decade or so, you'll see estimates really come down quite a lot.
There's an intense debate among climate scientists right now over Lindzen's hypothesis. Bruce Wilicki at NASA's Langley Research Center in Virginia has been one of the scientists casting doubt on Lindzen's work. Even so, Wilicki is now in the somewhat awkward position of having new data that could support Lindzen's basic premise. His report in the current issue of Science shows that a surprising amount of energy did escape into space during a recent heat wave.
We saw some remarkable changes in the tropics we'd never seen before.
Particularly during 1998, when an El Niño event warmed tropical oceans, cloud cover changed dramatically. Wilicki found that tropical cloud patterns changed rapidly, and as a result, much more energy than expected was vented out into space.
This change we're seeing could equally well be just natural variability of the system. It doesn't have to be a response to global warming, by the way. But it indicates the climate system may have ways of responding that are not at all just linear, slow trend changes.
They can be abrupt, and that means climate forecasts need to be improved to account for these remarkably fast changes in cloud behavior. Kevin Trenberth at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado says these results are surprising and potentially quite important, considering the role that clouds play in regulating our climate.
It's the largest source of uncertainty we have in all of the global warming projections. And as a result, it's very important to try to pin down the nature of how clouds actually change.
But Trenberth isn't convinced that Wilicki's report of dramatic change in cloud patterns is correct. The conclusions are based on readings from instruments on board satellites, and those instruments can deteriorate over time, leading to erroneous readings. It's also very tricky to reconstruct a global picture from a single satellite because the instruments don't look at the same part of the world at the same time every day.
How that gets analyzed turns out to be very critical, and it could be that some of that is having an adverse effect on the nature of these findings.
Trenberth has voiced those serious doubts with Wilicki, who agrees that could be a problem. For Trenberth, the big lesson in all this is that these critical questions could be solved with improved satellite observations from space.
It's really kind of sad, I think, that we don't have a better climate observing system so that we can pin these things down.
Even though the U.S. government has backed out of the International Treaty to Slow Climate Change, it has pledged to remain a leader in research. Kenberth says a better satellite system would be a good step. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.